message.
Ah, yes, anxiety. That over-caffeinated, hyper-vigilant life coach that nobody hired, but that somehow shows up anyway, armed with a megaphone and a PowerPoint presentation entitled "Every Possible Way This Could Go Horribly Wrong." Oh yeah, it starts small, a little worry, a little, that email sounded weird, a little, why did they just say okay instead of okay? And before we know it, we are mentally preparing for unemployment, exile, and a life of foraging for berries in the woods. Anxiety doesn't knock, it kicks down the door like it's starring in an action movie. It's loud, it's dramatic, it makes up elaborate scenarios that have absolutely no basis in reality. And the worst part? We believe it, because in that moment, it doesn't feel like fiction, it feels like a breaking news headline, and our brains are the 24-hour news network dedicated to covering it. Commercial free. And what's really wild? The story anxiety tells is not even new. Oh no, it's the same tired plot line with different costumes. You've been here before, you've seen this movie, you know how it ends, but still, you sit down with your popcorn and you watch it again, fully convinced that this time, the protagonist, that's you, is definitely doomed. But here's the truth, my friends. Anxiety is not a psychic. It doesn't know the future. It just aggressively guesses. And most of the time, it's wrong. Think about it. How many times have you been convinced that the world was ending, only to wake up the next day and realize, oh, I guess that was fine? Well, probably a lot, because you have survived every single anxious moment you have ever had. Now, does that mean that anxiety is not real? No, of course not. The feelings are real. The rapid heartbeat, the shaky hands, the sudden inability to remember how to breathe like a normal person, it's all real. But the story, the one that says that you are failing, that you cannot handle this, that the universe is conspiring against you, that's fiction. And the great thing about fiction, we can rewrite it. So, when anxiety comes knocking, or rather busting through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man, take a beat, take a breath, remind yourself, this is just a story, I've survived worse plot twists than this, I know who I am, and I know how this ends because I've made it through every other disaster my brain has ever predicted. And if all else fails, picture anxiety as an over-enthusiastic raccoon in a tiny suit, waving its little arms and screaming about hypothetical doom, because honestly, that's about as much authority as it actually has.